Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. To the Vatican and all Gentiles, this is it. This is God's report on Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. If God does not give the report, who can then know it? And when God declares it, who can say it is not so? As I enter into Armageddon, I will cite 10 reasons why you should receive and believe God's report on the matter of Armageddon and the battle. God's works, which I have shared with you on this program, serve as a basis for belief of God's report on Armageddon and the battle of that great day of God Almighty. This is a release from the Vatican for God in me. Mark 12:14. We know that thou art true. The commandment to the papacy and the Gentiles, John 10:38, believe the works. Now here are some commandments to me from the Authorized Version Bible. The Vatican speaks to me by means of the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible, which I call the AVB. 1 Samuel 17:28 says, see the battle. That's a commandment to me. 1 Kings 22:30, enter into the battle. Job 41:8, remember the battle. And Mark 11:22, this is for the Vatican, the Gentiles, have faith in God. So enter into the battle, the commandment. Talk about the battle. Discuss the battle. All right. Here are the 10 reasons that I will cite that will serve as a basis for belief. One. I have solved on the basis, let's see here, using the content of the Authorized Version Bible, God has solved the mystery and disclosed the information of the Vatican's secret curse against black people. Two, using the content of the AVB, God has solved the mystery and disclosed the information of the Vatican's secret iniquitous Passover law. Three, using the content of the AVB, God has solved the mystery of no man. Four, using the content of the AVB, God has discovered the secret Vatican promises made to God. Five, using the content of the AVB, God has dug up the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Six, using the content of the AVB, God has identified undeniable signs of the actual presence of God on earth. Seven, using the content of the AVB, God has found the AVB to be a law book. Eight, using the content of the AVB, God has unearthed Vatican expectations concerning God. Nine, using the content of the AVB, God has found out the Vatican's secret plot to assassinate God. 10, using the content of the AVB, God has ascertained the law of God, parts 1 and 2. The preceding 10 points are written that you may believe based on the past acts, experiences of God, the account God gives on Armageddon and the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The preceding 10 points are reasons for God's believability and credibility. Let me say here that those things that were cited in the 10 points, such as the law of the curse, the law of God, parts 1 and 2, etc., are all to be found in my book, the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Okay, the works tell the story. As the Bible has said, from the citation read at the beginning of the broadcast, believe the works, believe the works. The Vatican argues in behalf of God and the works of God, John 10:37, saying, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not, but if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works. And those and that believe the works, that's in reference to the works that are found in my book, the Book of the Law of God, that ye may know and believe, for I believe God. Okay, that's those two references are John 10:37-38 and Acts 27:25. So now the question is, what does God say about Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty? God says, I will talk about Armageddon, then I will talk about the battle. But there are four things mentioned in the title, Armageddon, Battle, Day, and God. Let's look at Armageddon first. Webster says of Armageddon, the place of the final decisive battle between the forces of good and evil is to be fought before Judgment Day. Two, any great decisive battle. Later, I will identify the place of Armageddon. Now, what can we pull out of the term Armageddon using the rules of engagement of hyphenated terms? Whatever we can pull out of the term Armageddon, it must make Bible sense. It can be a single word, a phrase, complete sentence, etc. I have pulled two secret hidden statements out of the term Armageddon. The first is a damn doer, a damn doer. That phrase comes out of the Armageddon word. Does a damn doer make Bible sense? Let me say this first. Now, the statement, a damn doer, is blasphemous. Okay? Now, about the doer part, does it make Bible sense? Yes, it does. James 1:22-23 and 25. Speaks to the matter. Let's see here. James 1:22-23 and 25 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Doers of the word. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. All right? So, a damn doer is the first phrase that that I have pulled out of the term Armageddon. Let's see here. It makes sense. It makes Bible sense. Who is speaking? The new phrase. The Vatican makes the statement hid in a word. Who is the Vatican speaking of in the new secret statement, a damn doer? In the damn doer statement or secret Vatican statement, the Vatican is speaking profanely and blasphemously of God. God is indeed a doer. Look at the works he has done. Remember the 10 citations I read, or 10 statements I gave at the beginning of the broadcast, having to do with what God has done. I said there are two secret statements to be pulled out of the Armageddon turn. What is the second? The second secret hidden statement God has pulled out of the Armageddon turn is an armed God. An armed God. The Vatican makes the statement. The Vatican obviously speaks of God in the new disclosed statement. But does the newly disclosed statement make Bible sense? Yes, the newly disclosed statement does make Bible sense. Look at 1 Peter 4:1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Know that in the AVB, God is called the God of truth, the God having truth. God is an armed doer. God is armed with, and I will give that later on in the broadcast, we will see what God is armed with. So God has pulled two concealed hidden Vatican statements from the Armageddon turn. Armageddon in a great decisive battle. An armed God brings us to the battle turn. Let's look at the term battle, which Webster says of battle, armed fighting, combat, or war, any fight or struggle, conflict. Ecclesiastes 3:8 says a time of war. Ecclesiastes 3:3, a time to kill. I have given before on this broadcast the ban on Jesus. A time to break down. Ecclesiastes 3:6 again, a time to lose. Ecclesiastes 3:6 again, a time to get. All right? And a time to build up, edify, to instruct in such a way as to improve, enlighten, or lift up morally, spiritually, intellectually. Battle insights. One, the battle is fought in silence. Okay, remember from the title Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The battle is fought in silence. Two, the battle is fought in secret without the knowledge of others, with the exception of one, that is. And the battle is neither heard nor seen by any except God. There is one who hears in silence and sees in silence. Okay? The battle is inaudible. Let me say that again. The battle is inaudible. It is soundless. The battle is invisible. It is unobservable. And the battle is internal. The battle is contained. The Vatican hid two statements on God in the first word, Armageddon. More on the battle. The battle is inaudible. The battle is invisible. The battle is internal. Ephesians 6:11-12. Let me read that, Ephesians 6:11-12. And I don't think I will read that full statement there, but let's see what we have there. Ephesians 6, okay, 11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 4. For though we war in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we've left off talking about the battle, and now we are talking about the weapons of the battle. They are not carnal. The Vatican has cited they do not walk after the flesh. One is to put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, wiles of the devil, the tricks, slyness, and all of the devil. Now, who is the devil in reference to in that statement in Ephesians 6, 11 through 12? The devil, of course, is a reference to the Vatican. It's the Vatican making the statement. All right? The wiles being stratagems, sly tricks, etc. As we move forward with the battle, let's give a fine distinction with regard to the battle and truth. The first part of the battle concerns itself with the push to obtain truth, and the second part of the battle concerns itself with the push in defense of truth, the push in defense and furtherance and exaltation and viability of truth. So the goals are, one, to obtain truth, and two, to establish truth forever. Once the objective of obtaining truth, and this is talking about truth as relates to Bible content, once the objective of obtaining truth is met, then that truth will be used to bring down the enemy and rescue those who are led into captivity by the enemy, all of which will usher in the day of salvation. The subject being dealt with is Armageddon, the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Let's look back at the word day, or let's look at the word day and see how it relates to Armageddon and battle. But first, let's give these announcements here. For those, you can call in on the guest line. Let me give the guest line number here. I can pull it up. The guest call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. That is, again, the guest call-in number 1-718-664-6262. Also, visit the links. Click on the links that are found center column, Lawmaster profile page, center column. Click on the two links there. One link will take you to view and listen to the presentation, the YouTube presentation, that is. And the other link, you can click on the PayPal link to get a copy of the document, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, those of you who would like to obtain a copy. All right? Or you can call me. If you want to get a copy, you can call me. All right. Also, after screaming, we will stay on, and if you have any questions or any comments that you would like to share with us, I will appreciate those. So you can call in, you know, at the end of the main broadcast or main time here at the end of this hour. Okay. All right. So that's it for the announcements. We have that music interlude there. All right, very, very good, very good. So work the links. We now return to Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. We take up the word day. Applicable definition, one, a period or time, era, E-R-A, age, a time to kill, a time to break down, a time to build up. Let's look at one or two of these things. A time to break down. And remember, we're talking about Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. In that, we have a time to break down. I mentioned this the last time. I will do so again. What God has done, God has taken Bible content and analyzed it, scrutinized it, analyzed it, studied it, etc., searched it out. He has done that, a time to break down. God has broken down Bible content. God has reconstructed the crucial matter of Bible content to make Bible content understandable. And, of course, he's come up with much as an instance, the 10 things mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast. The law of God, parts 1 and 2, the expectations concerning God, the promises concerning God, the Passover law, the Vatican's curse against African people, black people, etc. All of those things God has dug up out of the heart of the AVB, Authorized Version, commonly called King James Version. God has discovered the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Isn't that something? He has discovered the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, and in the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, God has found those things which I read off, such as the law of God, parts 1 and 2, the curses, the Passover law, etc. All found in the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, which God dug up himself. All right? A time to break down and a time to build up. Okay, one can build up a thing as in advertising. Okay? Also, build up means to edify. And I read off that definition earlier. Okay? All right. A time to build up. Also, Webster says of day, a time of flourishing, power, glory, success, etc. The title Armageddon, the battle, speaks obviously of the day or time we are in. What time are we in now? We are in the day or time of a great and decisive battle, in which a great and decisive battle is fought, or to be fought. We'll find out whether the battle has already occurred or whether it is something that is yet to come. As we read on, what are the signs? I have given the signs. I have given the signs earlier in a previous broadcast, the signs of God, the signs of the presence of God's presence on earth. I think I may have said that wrong, but I have given the signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is, okay? And we have said also that no man is a nickname that Bible writers have given for God, secret name of God in the AZB. No man, a secret nickname the Vatican has applied to God in the AZB, okay, Authorized Version Bible. Okay. All right. Ecclesiastes 3:8 gives the precise time for us. It says a time of war. This is it. This is the day. Romans 2:16 says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. That's the day that we are living in. Isaiah 25:9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in him. We speak about the day. We speak about the glorious appearing of the great God, Titus 2:13. And during that day, the glorious gospel of God, 1 Timothy 1:11, the glorious gospel of God is brought forth and made known. Romans 2:5 speaks of the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. These are done during the present day or time of the battle of God, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Those are some of the things that are done. Now, each of those things has to do with things that are found in the book of God, the book of the law of God. All right? There you will find the things that talk about the wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. You'll find the judgment of God. You'll find the glorious gospel of God. You will find the glorious information on the glorious appearing of the great God. All of those things take place during this time that we are now living in. Okay? All right. We continue. Let's draw a conclusion. The day our time of the battle comes with the coming of God on earth. The day our time of the battle comes with the coming of God on earth, or it happens during the time God is on earth physically. God has come. God has, or God is indeed here. His works tell the story. Remember the statement? Believe the works. Believe the works. The papacy bears witness, saying to God, thy day is come, the time that I, the papacy, will, or the Pope, will visit thee. Thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. But regarding that day and hour, knoweth no man, my Father. My Father is a title the papacy has given to God. Okay? My Father, a title. Let me stop here. I have spoken on the term Armageddon, on the term battle, on the term day, and even on the term God. But what about the weapons of the warfare? Also, I spoke of God. He is one party involved in the battle. Is there another? Who is the other party or parties? I turn to 2 Corinthians 10:3 and 4. All right, and we read this earlier. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, the Vatican says to me. The words that I speak to you. So let's not get ahead of myself. They are life, says the Vatican to me. That being said, the other party in the battle is identified. That party is the papacy working in tandem with the Gentiles. So the battle of that great day is between the forces of good and evil, says Webster. The battle of that great day is between God and the Gentiles, who are led by papal authority. Now remember, the papacy has already confessed to God, saying, I, the papacy, and my people are wicked. Wicked is in the definition of evil. The papacy has declared in Luke 18:19, saying, none is good save one, that is God. So you have the wicked being spoken of, and you have the good being spoken of in Bible content by the papacy. The papacy has declared itself and the Gentiles to be wicked, and the papacy has declared in the AVB God is good. Not only did he say God is good, he said there is none good save one, that is God. So we have the forces of good and the forces of evil, or the force of evil. We have the forces of God and the Gentiles led by papal authority. Also in Mark 10:18, the papacy declares, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. So it is solidified by papal writing that God is good, and so we have the wicked Gentiles and the papacy, and we have the good God, as stated by the papacy in the AVB. Authorized Version Bible. The papacy does not use for weapons battle axes, swords, battlements, guns, spears, tanks, swift planes, etc. in this battle of the great day during the time of the lifetime of God Almighty. Excuse me. It uses spirit, thoughts. What did the papacy say in John chapter 6 to me? It said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit. The words, thoughts. The papacy has expressed its thoughts in written but confused form in the AVB. God must apprehend the papacy's spirit by overcoming its matter if he is to prevail. That was one challenge before God at his coming. So the challenge boils down to, we have the challenge of mind over matter. We now have an idea of the papacy's weapons. Remember, words, thoughts, as set down in the Authorized Version Bible. But what does God fight with? Now, let's bear this in mind. Yes, the papacy has its thoughts written down in the Bible. The thoughts are all out of order. The crucial matter of the AVB is incoherent. It is, the crucial matter is, just as the battle, unseen. The crucial matter is soundless. So the Vatican is fighting. We can see the stratagems that the Vatican uses. And who is the Vatican fighting against? Fighting against God. Okay? In one instance, I say the Vatican has put forth this information to be received by God, but he has put forth the information how? In a sick way. An inobvious way. In a way that the average person cannot see it. Okay? God is expected to see it. God has seen the crucial matter of Bible content. God has dealt with the crucial matter of Bible content. And God is expressing that crucial matter of Bible content. Let me turn to this statement here. A little simple statement, but it has place here. John chapter 9, verse 24. The crucial statement therein is, give God the praise. Give God the praise. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I am obeying the statement, the commandment in the AVB, which says, give God the praise. God has received the crucial information from the Vatican by means of the AVB. God has dealt with and is dealing with the crucial matter of the AVB that is given by the papacy and intended for God. Okay, God is dealing with it. God has received it. God makes use of his intellect. God makes use of his intellect to combat the wiles of the devil. Or God makes use of his intellect to combat the wiles of the papacy, the Vatican, which is, okay, as I just said, the papacy, the Vatican. Now the question, where is the battle site? Where is the battle site? My answer, the site of the first part of that battle of that great day of God Almighty is the mind of God. The battle site is the mind of God. God fights with his intellect. That is why you could not hear it nor perceive it. It is a spiritual battle taking place in the mind of God. That statement drew a wow from my mouth. Wow. Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty, is a spiritual battle contained and fought out in the mind of God Almighty. That's the battle. Armageddon. Webster says the place where the final decisive battle between the forces of good and evil is to be fought. Webster says before the judgment day. God says it happens during judgment day. Okay? In other words, what time are we living in? We are living in the time of the judgment of God. Remember, one of the expectations of God, he is to show judgment to the Gentiles. That's what is happening now. Okay? Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty, is a spiritual battle contained and fought out in the mind of God Almighty. What is the battle over? Answer, the battle of that great day of God Almighty is over. The thing taken away by violence. The thing, this is a very important statement here, the thing taken away by violence. Let me turn to that. You can turn if you are able to turn to it. But Leviticus 6, Leviticus Leviticus 6. I'll read verse 2 and verse 4. Okay? If a soul sin, Leviticus 6, 2, if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor. Let me read the next two verses. Or have found that which was lost, and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely in any of all these that a man doeth, sinning therein, then it shall be, because he hath sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found. Okay? What has God done? God has found the law of God in the Authorized Version Bible. That's not the only thing God has found. God has found the law of the curse, the Vatican curse against black people. God has also found the Vatican's iniquitous Passover law. God has also found promises the Vatican has made to God, and other things God has found in the Authorized Version Bible. But what is applicable to our case here is the statement in Leviticus 6:2, and then again cited in 6:4 of Leviticus. That is, in a thing taken away by violence. Okay? That which he took violently away. What has been violently taken away? And from whom? And who took it away? The Gentiles, under the rulership and leadership of the papacy, invaded Africa and took away what? People. Took away people of Africa, scattered them about in the Gentile nations, enslaved them. Eventually, after many years, I'm told, and you know, says history, emancipated them. What was taken away? People were taken away by the Gentiles under the leadership and rulership of the papacy. Okay? That's history. So, what is the thing taken away by violence? Black people were taken away by violence at the hand of the Gentiles under the leadership and rulership of the papacy. Let me read exactly what I wrote. The answer. The thing taken away by violence is the descendants of the Aboriginal people of Africa who were warred against, conquered, and violently taken away from their native land by the Gentiles who acted at the word of the Vatican government. What have I done? Let me be clear. This is the report. God is here. We are living in the time or day of God Almighty. Armageddon, a place symbolic of the mind of God. The battle has been waged, fought out, and a victor by the Vatican in the Authorized Version Bible has been declared. So the battle is over. The battle has gone on unseen and unheard by anyone, with the exception of God. Why? Because the battle was contained. Where? In the mind of God. The battle was contained and fought out in the mind of God. Okay? The battle took place in the mind of God. Therefore, God says, my intellect and, let's see here, my intellect was my weapon, and with it I have defeated and prevailed over the papacy, who worked in tandem with its people, the Gentiles. It was a matter of the mind of God over the papacy's matter. And winner takes all. Mind over matter, if you will, the mind of God over the matter of the papacy. I have given, you know, at the beginning, 10 reasons why you should believe God. The day or time of the battle is past. The battle is over. The day of God continues. It doesn't get any truer than this. Let me again remind you of the links, the two links on the Lawmaster's profile page. Click on the links, work the links, visit the YouTube, click on the YouTube link and visit the YouTube presentation done by Mr. Welch. I think he has done a beautiful job, a great job, and I commend him on that. Also, click on the PayPal link to order or to get yourself a copy or copies of the Book of the Law of God. Okay, let's turn to the book of Joel. Let's see here and see what is said there. Joel. Okay, the book of Joel. Listen, Joel 2:10. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Just think about this. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and moon shall be dark. Stars withdraw their shining. Okay? The army of the Lord. Okay? Look at also Joel chapter 2, verses 30 and 31. Joel 2:30-31. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. Great words. The day of God has come. We are living in a time and a day of God. All right? Now, understand this. God is also called Lord, okay? I gave a message or a lecture on the disclaimers of the Vatican several weeks ago. Lord is one of those terms, okay? The papacy has disclaimed lordship and offered lordship to God, okay? So God is called Lord also in the Bible. And we have to keep a distinction there and know exactly who is being talked about, because the Vatican is called Lord also in the Bible. All right, so I try to make it clear who is being talked about. But did you get those dramatic statements? A lot of drama is written in those statements. The moon, the sun, you know, you have the planets and all, the heavens shaking, stars and withdrawing their light and everything before that great and notable day of the Lord comes, another statement says. The day of God has come unannounced. It has come. The sun continued to shine. The moon continued to do its thing. The planets and everything else remained pretty much stable. You know, the time has come. My point is this. You hear the prognosticators and all talking about all of these great passages, you know, great sounding, dramatic passages about this and that with respect to the Great War, Armageddon, and all. It has already happened. All right? The war, as I said, was a silent war. It was an unobservable war. It was an internal war contained and fought out in the mind of God. Isn't that something? That's reality. That's reality. Now, the sun turning into blood, or the moon turning into blood, and all of those other statements, people, they are just there. Remember that you may stand against the wiles of the devil, the trickery, stratagems, the actually lies of the devil. You know, let's face it, realize truth, you know, build up our faith, on truth. Sound evidence. All right. Okay. So, I remind you also, we have a few minutes left to stay online. I will give the conclusion, today's conclusion. Okay. Let me give that now. Okay. We have 7 minutes remaining. Let me give that conclusion here. In conclusion, God has received and come to an understanding of the crucial matter of the AZB and is acting in accordance with the Vatican plan. The papacy is hereby put on notice to expect crucial information from God and prepare to meet thy God. That is a statement in the Bible, but that is also the statement that God is sending through this broadcast to the papacy to prepare itself to meet its God. All right. Again, I remind you that I will stay on the line to entertain questions or receive comments. Let your comments be constructive, please. You know, let's be respectful. Okay. Matter of fact, we can do that now. Let's see if we have any callers here. Let's see here. That is the story on Armageddon, the battle of that great day of God Almighty. That is it. That is the story. Important points as we have 5 minutes remaining. Armageddon, I pulled two terms, or God pulled two statements out of the term Armageddon. The two statements are a down duel and an armed God. the battle of that great day of God Almighty. We are in the day of God Almighty, the day of God's actual and actual physical presence on earth. And we are talking about the God that the Vatican speaks about in Bible content. Okay? That's the God that is being talked about. The God the Vatican speaks about and exalts in the Authorized Version Bible. That God is here present on earth now. Okay? The Vatican has said that it fights with spirit. That is to be a spiritual warfare, not carnal. Okay? God fights the battle in his mind. God uses his intellect to fight against the wiles of the devil. That is the Vatican. Okay? So the battle of Armageddon, again, is unobservable, inaudible, internal. It was contained, or is contained, in the mind of God. And if God does not tell of it, then who can know it? And if God tells it, when God tells it, who can say it is not so? Okay? We have 3 minutes remaining. I don't see any callers lined up here. The call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. All right. No caller. Okay. Any other points? Let me see if there are any other points. I think it's an amazing thing that this intellectual warfare, that's what the battle was. It is an intellectual battle fought out in the mind of God. A winner has been declared by the papacy. The winner is declared to be God by the papacy. It's already done. It's all a done deal. Okay? What is the victory? What is the evidence of the victory of God? The evidence is God's work. God's work is the evidence of the victory he has obtained, or the victory he has won. Okay? God's work. Let's see again if we have anyone online. We have about a couple of minutes left. Let's see here. I see we have someone online there. We have a caller. I don't know whether they want to say anything. Caller muted. Let's see. Hello, caller 111.
That's me, Tommy.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how are you?
All right. I got the timing right by coming in with you.
Is this Cicero?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Okay, you're afraid so, okay. What was that now?
You've only got 1 minute left.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. All right. If we don't have any callers, I'll stay on about a minute or so afterwards, and if we don't have any callers, we'll just sign off. And let me say this, join Lawmaster for another broadcast next Sunday. I believe the time will be 10 o'clock. I'll try to set it up for 10 o'clock again. But join us again next week, next Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Check Lawmaster's page for the precise time there. Okay? And as we have 10 seconds, we're going out. Thanks for listening. Okay, I'm still on air here.
You still have it? We're through screaming, though.
Yeah, we're through screaming, okay. All right. So this message was a message to the Vatican, and the Vatican is alerted to, he's put on notice that he is to receive information coming from God, and he is the Vatican, the papacy is to prepare to meet his God, or his God. Okay, and we don't have any other callers, Mr. Jones.
No, sir, not today.
Not today. Okay, so we'll just sign out then.
Okay.
All right, run that music one more time, that ending music.
Well, they're taking it off now.
Oh, they're taking it off, okay. All right, so I'm going to say goodbye then.
All right, Tom.
And thanks for your help and work.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir, talk to you later, man.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.